time ago, I received a call from Steve Eddington asking if I would be interested in speaking at the Christmas Eve service. What is the significance of the season for you? Was the topic. Or something along those lines. What did Christmas mean to me? I happily agreed, certain that I would be able to come up with stuff with a perfect thing to say. Well, amidst the seemingly endless to-do lists, the shopping, the making, the cleaning, the wrapping, and this year, the ever so much fun college application process, I realized I wasn't sure what Christmas was about. Lucky for me, I was able to receive some clarity on the matter through the help of a child. I work as a nanny for an absolutely lovely family whom I adore. There are two boys. Noah is four and a half, quick to point out. And Jonas, the little guy, will be two this January. I'll tell you, no one gets excited about Christmas like kids do. The music, the lights, the warmth, the gifts, a visit from a certain jolly round fellow, the list goes on. It all comes alive for them. And I have to say, watching the anticipation grow in these two little monsters has been one of the highlights of the season for me. Noah, the oldest, is quite the brain. The things that boy says blows my mind sometimes. The things that he comprehends and seeks to know. And at such a young age, it's a jaw dropper. It was just an ordinary day, any random day within the last month. Nothing special was happening. We were just being together in that silly, funny way that we enjoy. Simply being together, when he decided to have a scholarly conversation about the meaning of Christmas. Kathy? Yes, Noe, I said. Those are our little personal nicknames for each other. He looked at me and asked, do all children celebrate Christmas? Not at all, I said. Are they sad? He asked. Many children get to celebrate other special holidays, I said. This got the little wheels turning in his head. What are some other special holidays, he asked. Well, Hanukkah, if you're Jewish, and there's a special celebration called Kwanzaa as well. He continued to ask me questions about these words that he was hearing. They weren't new words for him, they were just in a new context. Kathy, he said. Yes, Noe, I said. Christmas is celebrated for Jesus, right? Ooh, that's a showstopper for me. I took it slow. Yes, honey, some people celebrate Christmas for Jesus. Do some people celebrate Christmas for not Jesus? Sharp as a tack, that one. First of all, I would like to say that Noah's family is very open-minded. His father goes to church, sometimes. His mother's beliefs are gathered from many different religions, the primary of which, I think, is Buddhism. They both know and respect my beliefs as well. The parents make a point to raise the children to know that there is no right or wrong belief, and that there's nothing that is certain for everyone. Everyone is allowed their own. There is an understanding in the house that tasteful sharing is welcome, so you know, conversation is relaxed. Nonetheless, I chose my words carefully. People celebrate Christmas for many different reasons. Do you celebrate Christmas for Jesus? He asked. No, I don't. Well, then what do you celebrate Christmas for? Eventually, he came to a resting point where he stopped asking questions. He felt comfortable with his beliefs, or rather his understandings, and with the answers that I had done my best to provide for him. I realized in that day, I too was comfortable with what I said. So I would like to take the time now to wish you a season of love and joy. And may it continue and carry for you